you. Our first public hearing is subdivision 2019-26, Michael W. Peterson and Mary E. Peterson.
This is a standard subdivision to divide 2.0124 plus or minus acres into six single-family lots to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County. The property is lying on the northwest side of Railway Road, approximately 1,354 feet north of Old Mill Road. The tax parcels are District 134, Map 8, Parcels 29, 30, and 30.01. The zoning district is GR General Residential District. Staff would note for the record there's a site plan, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, comments from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division that note it is within the county sewer district, so they will have sewer, so a soil feasibility study is not required. They would be asking for a waiver from the forested landscape buffer and potentially from the street design standards. They did provide a petition of ownership, 51% of the owners saying they were okay with the subdivision, and we have three letters in opposition regarding the application, regarding stormwater runoff, the type of ownership of the lots, and concern with the number of lots that would be proposed. And that's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just real quick on this one, just for the record, I just wanted to ask Ms. Cornwell a question, because I looked at the site plan on this. There's a jog on the subdivision. Yeah, I'll give you a second to pull it up.
Go ahead. Keep asking.
Was that the original lot line or the current lot line that exists?
No, that would have been done because it looks like somebody built a garage too close to the property line and it's quite possible it was over the property line. Okay. So they, to comply with zoning, they did a lot line adjustment.
Okay.
Between the two properties to make the garage come into compliance with the zoning.
So that's an existing lot line adjustment, not part of the
application. Correct, okay. Not part of the application. Right. That does exist for an existing garage.
And I'm sure that you all were going to address that, but I just happened to see that and I thought that was part of the application. That's why I just wanted clarification that exists on the ground now. So, okay, thanks, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, if you give us your names, you may have the floor.
Good evening. I love the festive outfits we have tonight. My name is Taylor Trapp, and this is my co-counsel, Mackenzie Pete. And at tonight's hearing, we are representing the applicants who are here with us this evening. We have Mr. and Mrs. Peterson with us. We are requesting tonight an approval of the applicant's application for a small-scale major subdivision. The applicants are proposing to take their three neighboring lots that they have and turn them into six lots. So they're essentially just going to cut each lot in half and take them from three lots to six lots. In accordance with Section 9913 of the Sussex County Code, the applicants are required to prove that they have earned at least 51% approval of everyone else in the community. We already have this and it is in your packet. You can look at Exhibit C for that. It's also important to note that the proposed subdivision that we are looking at is in a GR district, and all the lots do meet the minimum lot size requirement of at least 10,000 square feet. The lots range anywhere from around 11,000 square feet to approximately 21,000 square feet. In addition, all six of the proposed lots do meet the minimum requirements for the width and depth standards. The applicants are also very committed to being good neighbors. In order to help enhance the community as a whole, they have already agreed to maintain Jerry Drive, keep it free of any kind of debris, and help fill in any potholes that may exist. As was discussed earlier, there were three letters in opposition sent in. I would like to address those, if I may, at this time.
Sure, sure, please do.
Two of the letters are from people who actually live outside of this development and are not part of this exact development. I also have to pass out to you.
How many letters do we have in opposition? Because I know in the packet there was the one, there was one from, I guess, Mr. and Mrs.
There are three, I believe.
There are three.
With okay. Multiple signatures on one. And we did map out just to show.
Okay.
There's two letters, one for John and Kim Johnson on Pine Street, some of the neighbors on Railway Road, Oak Street, and then there is an email from Mr. ESOFF. I'm not even going to attempt that one.
We have this email. And guess it's just a more zoomed out.
Yeah, that's fine, because the address is in the letter, so, yeah. Thanks.
So what we have passing around is, we just essentially printed off some of the county maps and marked where those people live, just so you have an idea where they live in location to this property. So two of the letters, as I was saying, those people don't actually live in this community at all. A lot of their large concerns was that the additional homes is going to create a lot of traffic. There's only going to be three additional lots. That's not going to cause a lot more traffic. They also brought up that they have a concern about it being unsafe because of people speeding on some of the roads. If people are already speeding on the roads, that's how they're acting now. Adding a couple more cars because of three more lots is not going to really make a huge difference in that. One of the other letters is from the neighbor across the street from them on Jerry Drive. That neighbor is concerned about the use of these properties. For some reason, his understanding is that these properties are going to be used to be rented out. The applicants have no concept or idea or thought process at all of renting these properties out. They are going to be retaining one of them for themselves, and they come down almost every single weekend, so they are part of the community. The other lots, they are either going to sell or see if their children are interested in them. Ideally, it works out that there are six lots and they have six children, so they have no plan to rent these out. They also don't own any other properties in the state of Delaware where the one letter says that they do and they rent out all those other properties.
But you, would you say that again? You say that they do and they rent them or they don't?
They do not own any other properties in the state of Delaware, but the one letter who is claiming that they're afraid that they're going to rent these properties out states that they own other property in the state of Delaware all over the place that they supposedly rent out. But they do not own any other property here, and they have no plans to rent this out either. We are kindly requesting this evening that you approve this and vote in favor of approving this application for the small-scale major subdivision to allow the applicants to create six lots out of the three lots that they already have. Are there any questions that we can answer for you?
Well, let's find out. See if anyone has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Mears.
You mentioned a agreement to fill potholes. Is there a written agreement with the development?
So if you look in Exhibit C, it's not with necessarily the development itself, but they sent it out in a written statement to all their neighbors when they asked them if they would be in favor of this. So they have signed something. It's not an agreement with the HOA itself, but in a document that they sent to all their neighbors in writing.
I have nothing else.
Okay, thank you.
That was my question. I was curious about any agreement, official agreement, so thank you.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins, anything?
So, I guess I wasn't paying enough attention. So you say what makes up 100% of the development?
Could you point out what the development is for them, for Mr.
And they only need 51%. Yeah.
Well, I'm just trying to figure out what 51% is.
Since the maps had so many, yeah.
What's what are the boundaries, the general boundaries of the development?
That right there, kind of okay.
It's the area, it's a rectangular.
How many lots is that?
I can show you as well. I can actually pass it.
So, but is this theirs?
What are the total number of lots?
They're trying to show you.
Council, what's the total number of lots?
19.
How many?
19. I can show you a plot plan as well.
Okay. There are 19 lots now. And
oh, that's in.
Right. So,
we'll need to make that. Is that one of the exhibits?
It's in the packet, yes.
It's in the book, yeah. Yeah, I thought I'd seen that. Yeah, I just remember how many it was.
Got it.
Yeah. So how many lots is 100% of the development?
19.
And you hold six of them, and you were able to get the other three.
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 They want to make. They want to be able to hold six.
So
of them.
Six at least. How many people said it was okay?
15. I have 15 signatures on the list from the property owners, saying they're okay with the request.
Yes.
And these other folks don't even, they don't have stock in the plan. They just have opinions.
Correct.
All right. No other questions?
Okay.
Do you have, there is an HOA, and are there covenants for this development?
There are no covenants for, there is.
Is there an HOA?
Is there an HOA?
No.
Okay. All right, then that was my main question, because if there was, then.
Yes, we looked at that, too.
Are there any common elements, any common elements in the development, any roads, any signs, any?
I guess, yeah, and is the road a state-maintained road, or is that a?
It's not.
No, it's not.
Okay. We'll probably need you all, since you guys have talked, if you could come up and introduce yourself.
Yeah, we need to get you on the record, just introduce yourself, please.
I'm Michael Peterson.
Hi, I'm Mary Peterson.
Okay. If I could, just, so this development exists, there is an HOA, the road is a common element, so the HOA essentially owns or controls.
There is absolutely, there's no HOA.
There's no.
No.
So this is one of those developments that was developed before it was required?
It's an old development.
This is a private road.
It's a private road. That's why I sent the letter out saying that I will help maintain the road and everything, and everybody was happy about that.
Once again, I'm sort of the old man of the group up here, so when we've had this situation come up, we generally want to encourage there to be either an association established or at least a road maintenance agreement put in place. Generally, we have taken opportunities such as this to try to make that happen. So I just want to share that with the commissioners and share that with the applicant. If this development were being done today, you wouldn't be able to do it without that. Okay, you would ever have to be at least an agreement to maintain the road. We often have small developments like this, and I'm thinking of one in particular that some of you were here for, that we had last year, I think it was. Similar kind of a situation, and so we try to, you know, we try to encourage people to deal with that particular issue. And that's all I'm willing to say about it. Any questions from
Don't forget, thank you.
Ms. Farwell?
I have a few.
Okay, I'll let you go.
Is there any impact of wetlands or flooding on the property?
Any flooding on our property?
In the development?
It's, for me, it's normal. It's always been the same.
There's a field right there that has a little bit of.
It gets watered.
But they're apparently putting up tons in there.
Okay, is there any impact on natural or historic features?
No.
Is there provisions for water supply?
For the properties in the back of Jerry Drive? Yes, I talked to Denrec. We had the well put in at lot 6 on Jerry Drive, and they said that all I have to do is put an application in for the other two.
Okay.
And on railway, it's city water and sewer. Back there, it's just sewer.
Okay. Is there any issues with traffic? Any impacts on school? Any impacts on community facilities? Any impacts on property values? Are the lots in character with the neighborhood?
Yeah, they're all.
I would say yes, they are. I mean, they're big lots.
Which is also reflective of the 51% approval from the community.
The other people on Railway Road also was kind of eager about wanting to know how they could do it also.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the thing. Obviously, if we grant this one, then it's going to be dominoes down the road.
Those are all the questions I had.
They are big lots, too. They're not quarter-acre lots. They're bigger than that.
How big are they?
I'm not sure. I know that they're nice-sized lots.
They range from a little over 11,000 square feet to the largest being 21,000 square feet.
In Exhibit C, you can actually see.
We actually have 27 on lot number 7. Mm-hmm. Proposed lot 2. Well, lot number 7, proposed lot 2.
Yes, so in Exhibit C, it actually shows the specific square footage. And they're all larger than the
The average lot in the area is there larger.
Yes.
And we have six kids. That's perfect. Did we do a fighting over?
Anyone else have any questions?
No, one thing, just to clarify on the record, on the 51%, we kind of talked about owners, and the code talks about lots, and each lot gets one vote. But it does, it satisfies that. I just wanted to make it clear that we weren't just counting people.
I looked at the addresses on it to make sure.
Yeah, right, I did the same, it was 15 lots. The other thing, just to consider, as you're going through this, it's on county sewer, and there's lateral serving a single house now, and probably the lateral's gonna come off the same main, because it's not gonna come off Railway Avenue, I doubt. They're not gonna want to tie into that sewer line and railway. It's probably gonna be in the private street. So think about...
Yeah, two on the private street and one on the railway.
Oh, really? Okay. But you're gonna need to put easements in for county sewer, because they're gonna want to put a clean out somewhere on those new lots. So think about that as if it gets approved when you go forward. You might even want to have a surveyor just show that on the plot if it gets approved. So at some point, that's all.
Okay. All right then. You take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here that has that interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2019-26, Michael F. Peterson and Mary E. Peterson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2019-26? All right, ma'am, come on up. Give us your name. You may have the floor.
I'm Linda Esoff. I'm from 31184 Jerry Drive. They say they 51% have signed. Well, if you look at some of the addresses, their address is 31154 Jerry Drive, and so is another person that signed it. Also, they've signed it three times here, and I don't know if that...
Well, the reason is that each lot gets one vote. So they own three lots, so they've signed it three times.
Right, but what I'm saying is 31154 Jerry Drive, they have signed it, and so did Heather Wills. But do they own it with Heather Wills?
I don't know. Stay up here and I'll get to you in a minute. Okay.
Okay.
Go ahead. We'll find out about that.
Also, they said they've spoken with the residents, and they agree on subdividing. Well, when they put it in this letter, they said that all the people in this division could subdivide, but then later on it was just their three lots. So I'm not sure if the people understood that they're not going to be able to subdivide, just those three lots are.
Well, we're not sure they're going to be able to subdivide. That's what we're here for this evening. So no, this application is just for this one lot. The other people would have to come in and make application just like they did.
Right,
so
but
there won't be any blanket. There's no blanket approval being granted.
But the way the letter is stated, it's misrepresents what they're intending.
What does it say?
That they have spoken to the residents that are their full-time bases and do agree would be nice to subdivide their lots. And then later on, it just describes the three.
In other words, who's
there referring to?
Well, it would be nice to, it seems that they're talking about the residents that they spoke with.
Yeah, but later on down the bottom it says it defines the three lots by address and tax parcel number that they're talking about. I mean, I can see that grammatically it's probably not the best, but it's pretty clear under paragraph one that the tract of land proposed to be subdivided is described as follows, and it lists lots 6, 7, 8, then the 911 addresses, and then the Sussex County tax parcels. And actually number two goes on to say how they're going to divide lot 6 specifically, lot 7 specifically, lot 8 specifically. you know, and that's what it looks like everybody signed off on, so.
Okay, and also, on Jerry Drive, it's a dirt road, and there's six houses on it, and all across the street, all the houses are on railway. They have put recently, last year, a house on Jerry Drive on one of their properties. Mm-hmm. And they stated that they would take care of Jerry Drive, and it's been over a year and they haven't taken care of Jerry Drive at all. And they have a property there already. We fill in the potholes ourselves. We have never needed anybody else.
Who's we?
Whoever has a house there. If the pothole's in front of your property, you fill it. You take care of it yourself. Mm. And that's the way it's been.
Okay.
Also, a lot of the properties on Jerry, we have two lots with one house. They want to put two houses on one lot. So they're going to, you know, fit two houses on one small lot when we're trying to make it where we have more room. Let me see, anything else? Yes, and the properties that they have, each, two of them are 0.61 acres, and one is 0.89. We have purchased more to have a larger lot, mm-hmm. you know, and so did other people on Jerry Drive.
Okay.
So I think that's it.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else on the commission have any questions? Any other questions?
It does sound like they need to have a road maintenance.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, we can. We'll talk about that. Yeah. And, yeah. Well, we can talk about it now if you want.
Either way.
Yeah, they absolutely do.
I agree.
Okay. Well, there being no other questions, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.